It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing.
I'm Joe Carlson for WRPR News. Set back in the woods of Mahwah, New Jersey, sits Rampo College, a football powerhouse whose weekly game day attendance hovers around zero. That is because Rampo doesn't have a recognized football program. But in October 2011, not one but two Rampo flag football teams made it to the regional finals, where they squared off against each other for a chance to go to nationals.
What was it like playing against your friends from Rampo in the region finals?
It was pretty cool. It was actually a little nerve-wracking. Playing with your buddies in the backyard is one thing, but when you label it as the regional finals, you actually get nervous. I mean, I know it's only flag football.
Rampo student Steve Hanisch was on Team Burgundy.
Did you feel any more pressure playing against your friends?
Pressure to win. Yeah. You never want to be at the wrong end of trash talking. You always want to have something to hang over their heads, whether it's if you performed well or if you won.
While she didn't know before that Rampo even had a flag football team, let alone two, Sarah Bloom was intrigued and proud of the miraculous feat.
What do you think about the fact that Rampo sent two flag football teams to the regional finals?
I think that's awesome. I think that means we have somewhat of a football program, and that makes me happy.
Do you think that that's something the school could, like, rally around, even though it isn't, it's only flag football?
I think it's great. I think the school students here should support the flag football team because it's the closest thing to football that we have.
Even though Team Burgundy won, the two teams decided to merge for nationals and form Team Ramapo.
While you'll never see massive football players pumping iron trying to be BCS busters and make it to the NFL here at the Bradley Center Gym, if you walk across the street to Continental Soldiers Park, you'll see a bunch of guys playing for the love of the game. I'm Joe Carlson for WRPR News.
Referees, whistle blows, weekend warriors toe-to-toe, football.